It's outrageous. Every time we read the Passion narrative aloud on Palm Sunday, it strikes me once again. This is outrageous. Jesus was bold in preaching the gospel. He didn't tell people what they wanted to hear. He told them what they needed to hear. And it was good news. God's love is for everyone. And with compassion for the poor, the disenfranchised, the losers, and the lost, compassion means, of course, to suffer with. God's love is for everyone, with compassion for the poor. The kingdom of God operates differently from the present powers, and some did not like that. Today we heard their collective voices shout, "Crucify him." Pilate, the governor of Judea, whose name we say every time we recite the Nicene Creed, Pilate tells the crowd, "I have not found this man guilty of any of your charges against him, and neither is Herod. He's done nothing to deserve death." The crowd threatens. They frighten. Their voices prevail. And that frightens me. Moral Man and Immoral Society by Reinhold Niebuhr was published in the years between the two world wars. As the title of the book suggests, the gist is this: individual persons are capable of making moral, generous, compassionate decisions transcending self-interest. But when we get together collectively as nations or as social classes, Niebuhr asserts, we have little or no capacity for self-transcendence and are, quote, more inclined to embrace rationalizations of self-interest than prophetic denunciations, unquote. I was dissatisfied with this well-reasoned, theologically sound book when I read it. My heart yearned for an alternative way. My heart yearned for the vision of the kingdom that Jesus preached and lived, and certainly one that Niebuhr ultimately anticipates. Ultimately, of course, meaning in the end, the very end, which I also believe. But in the last couple of pages of his book, he opens the door, cracks it open just a little, for the possibility of a small group of people to be different, to live differently, and somehow, I'd say by God's grace, sidestep this moral man and immoral society dynamic that he spent the whole book explaining. And that crack in the door, it causes me to hope. This Holy Week, let's be that small group of people who are different in this world. Because Jesus didn't go to the cross so that every year we could retrace his steps, reenact this passion narrative, as important as those things are. He came into the world, was crucified and resurrected to transform humanity, to save us from ourselves. In the past, I have been convinced we killed Jesus and we would do it again today. But we cannot allow ourselves to be resigned to this uninspired, cynical view. It is below who we are called to be, below what our Savior has done for us. We are followers of the risen Christ who has conquered death and healed Adam and Eve and all of humanity. This is the Christ that we follow. And baptized in his name, we are not doomed to the same story, the same outcome, but instead have new possibilities, new life here and now. The time and the need is urgent. Let us be that small group of crazy Christians, as our presiding bishop Michael Curry calls us. Those crazy Christians that Niebuhr can only catch a glimpse of, but that God has envisioned fully from the foundation of the world. So raise your palm branch and greet the Savior of the world, welcoming his outrageous and revolutionary love into your lives this day, this moment. You don't have to change the world. We must just change ourselves. And in doing that, the world will indeed change. By God's grace, let it be so. Amen.